back in 1873, they were having problems down the States with the 7th Cavalry. So they all agreed, the people of the 7th Fires. The 7th Fires is the Lakota, Lakota, Dakota. It all means the people. So they decide that some of the women are being molested by the army and stuff, to take some of the Papa people with us and come into Canada. So when they got into Canada, the first place they stopped was at Ross Percy. And they were out of food and everything, so the Northwest Mounted Police came to Ross Percy and gave them food and told them that they'd be better off at Wood Mountain. So they moved from Ross Percy to Wood Mountain, and a lot of the people that came with them were Hung Papa Sioux and Fedendrup himself. Well, he took all the people to Wood Mountain, and then in 1875, Sitting Bull came into Canada, that Wild Horse, Alberta, and he sent for Fedendrup and his people to join him on down the Milk River, north of Wild Horse, Alberta. So they met him there. The whiskey traders came across from the United States and were selling whiskey and causing trouble. So there was a fight between them, and they eliminated all the whiskey traders. So the Northwest Mounted Police said, well, to avoid more trouble, they moved them back to Wood Mountain. So they came back to Wood Mountain. And then, well, Marie had a son called Xavier. He was born there. Then they moved back to Fort Walsh. Florence was born there, Flora. Then from there, they came back to Wood Mountain, and they were told that they had to take a reserve because Sitting Bull was supposed to go back. So they went across the line with Sitting Bull as far as just north of Plentywood. They surrendered there in the valley, Scobie. And Scobie, they had a surrender there, and then the Fedendrup people came back to Canada because Marie didn't want to stay in Canada all alone. So they came back, and they were told they had to take a reserve in the Moose Mountains.